presented by Listen Headlines, latest world news from trusted sources, updating daily at 6 a.m. New York.
Wall Street Journal World News. July 29, 8 o'clock America, New York, in Chanel, I Feel Free, Why Men Love Suits Made for Women. The luxury brand's nubbly tweed jackets are showing up on stylish and daring guys. I know I won't see anyone else wearing it. Wall Street Journal World News.
July 29, 8 o'clock America, New York. ServiceNow goes for AI bonus round. The cloud software provider has kept sales growth strong, setting up a big AI upsell.
Wall Street Journal World News.
July 29, 8 o'clock America, New York. How bond funds have fared during the Fed's rate hikes. Passive bond funds have beaten active managers since the U.S. central bank started tightening interest rates.
Wall Street Journal World News.
July 29, 8 o'clock America, New York. Uber's grand plan to go all electric in London ran into gridlock. The rideshare leader struggles with charging deserts and high prices.
Global issues news headlines.
July 29, 8 o'clock America, New York. Interview: heat waves endanger workers and reduce productivity. Sharply rising temperatures across the globe continue to endanger the safety of workers and impact communities with the least capacity for adaptation, according to a senior economist at the International Labor Organization, ILO.
World News, breaking international news and headlines, Sky News. July 29, 7:44 America, New York, England's Kira Walsh to sit out China match following knee injury. Kira Walsh has been ruled out of Tuesday's final Group D match against China PR following a knee injury.
BBC News World.
July 29, 7:43 America, New York. Wagner could help migrants cross into Poland, PM Morawiecki warns. Some Russian mercenaries are near the city of Grodno, close to Poland and Lithuania, Mr. Morawiecki says. The Independent.
July 29, 7:37 America, New York. Sailor who spent 3 months lost at sea with pet dog reveals why he must say goodbye to his faithful pup. Tim Shattuck and his dog Bella were found alive on board his catamaran, having survived on raw fish and rainwater under a beating sun for more than 90 days. Copyright. Groupomar, Aiton Tooney via AP. Wall Street Journal World News.
July 29, 7:30 America, New York. Iran renews crackdown on women who defy Islamic dress code. Authorities have reinstated street patrols and shut businesses where staffers flout a rule that requires women to cover their hair with a headscarf or hijab.
Mirror World News.
July 29, 7:17 America, New York. Family of elderly woman beaten to death with walking frame at care home were told of attack by email. Joan Hobbs, 89, was on July 17 beaten, black and blue, with a walking frame by a male resident at the IRT Thomas Holt Aged Care Center in the southern Sydney suburb of Kirrawee.
Global News. July 29, 7 o'clock America, New York. Could tornado sirens be used in Canada? Unlikely, weather experts say. Are cell phones the new tornado sirens? As twisters become more frequent in Canada, pressure is growing to be able to predict them more accurately.
Wall Street Journal World News.
July 29, 7 o'clock America, New York, Soundies, The Ultimate Collection, Review, Musical Windows on the World War II Homefront. A four-disc Blu-ray set compiles hundreds of the three-minute films from the 1940s, which played on jukebox-like panorams and featured music, dancing and stars like Nat King Cole and Doris Day early in their careers.
Wall Street Journal World News.
July 29, 7 o'clock America, New York, Robert Motherwell, Pure Painting, Review, giving form to an abstractionist's career. The painter's retrospective at the Modern Art Museum of Fort Worth examines his life's work while trying to explain his place in the post-war scene. Time.
July 29, 7 o'clock America, New York. How racialized policing has affected multiple generations of our family. Our son, Ben, whose name we've kept private at his request, is just a kid, a shy, squirmy, and anxious preteen who loves Star Wars and sticks close to his mom.
RT World News.
July 29, 6:30 America, New York. German arms giant to repair tanks in Ukraine. Local technicians are already being trained for the job, Rheinmetall's CEO says a repair facility for Leopard 2 tanks and other German-made hardware supplied to Kyiv by the West for use in its conflict with Moscow will commence operations in Ukraine after this summer, Rheinmetall CEO Armin Papperger has said.